but you would have only one Taoiseach's questions rather than two every week. So you're going to put Michael Lowry in the opposition and have less accountability from the teacher. So it's absolutely galling what you're seeing here.
The government would say, though, that it's modern politics and things just aren't that simple. What do you say?
Well, it is really simple. I mean, if you're in government, you're in government, and you're in opposition, you're in opposition. We have a responsibility under the Constitution and to the Irish people to hold the government to account. The government actually dominates the amount of time every week in terms of the speaking times. If you look at the entire speaking time, the government control a significant majority of that. So we have opportunities in terms of leaders' questions that are clearly for the opposition. You know, you have a priority questions to the minister, clearly for the opposition. So this is an attempt by governments to try to have one foot in each camp, to try and disrupt the job of the opposition, make it difficult for us, and then to have less accountability with the Taoiseach and the Dáil, less time. And indeed, they go further under the order of business. They want to tell us who would speak for Sinn Féin or the Labour Party and limit that to 30 seconds when you have that challenge every Tuesday about the schedule for the week. It's just outrageous what's happening here. And the opposition are absolutely united, 75 TDs, and we're going to fight them every step of the way on this.
You're planning to meet later, I understand, to see a pathway forward to try and stop this going through.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, the opposition will be engaging on an ongoing basis. That we issued a joint statement there at the weekend, and you know that will continue. The meeting then is tomorrow, where we engage with the government side. But it looks to me right now that they're intent on ramming this through. But we're not going to stand for it. I don't think the Irish people will stand for it. The Irish people cannot be taken for fools. They know that Michael Lowry and his independents stood outside the Dáil and said, we will support the government in the good days and the bad. You know, they know that there's ministers, there's a Cian Corder, all elected from this group of government-supporting TDs. They're government TDs. How on earth, in any logical world, can they be planted into opposition and be expected to treat it like the opposition? It's just an insult to people's intelligence. It's brazen power grab, and we cannot stand for it.